Last time on Barnaby Druthers.
Ah! I killed him! I think I killed him!
I'll be the judge of that, thank you very much.
This is Barnaby Druthers. My name's Irene Adler, and if you wish for justice to be served, we will all stay in this conference center until we answer the question, who murdered Algernon Grifter?
And now, Barnaby Druthers, All We Bring to Bear, continues.
The world was not at peace in Bear, Oregon. Algernon Grifter was dead. With the police delayed by the snowstorm, Irene Adler went with Larkin Fox, the desk clerk, to review security footage while the remaining occupants of the convention center moved anxiously into the bar and social area to await private interviews with the world's greatest accidental detective, Barnaby Druthers.
We're a team, Elliot, remember?
I hear you, Cosmo.
Don't just hear it, live it!
Wilma, how will this affect my department?
How do you know the department is still yours, Prue?
It's mine until I'm told otherwise.
Merritt, are you all right with the faint and all?
I'm recovering. Thank you, Birdie.
I need to see you.
Later.
Welcome, welcome. Don't be shy. Get a beverage if you require one. I'll order one for myself, Mr. Biceps. May I have a tonic water, twist of lime?
Coming right up.
Thank you, my good man. Wonderful. Splendid. I would now like to visit in the next room with each of you, one at a time. Any volunteers for first?
I'll come with you.
It's always Merritt, isn't it?
Look, Cosmo, if you wanted to go first, you could have said something.
I don't want to go first. I don't want to do any of this at all. We're playing into this guy's delusion.
You object to my inquiries, Cosmo?
We're not on a first-name basis, Sherlock.
It's Barnaby. Barnaby Druthers.
Barnaby Druthers, starring Devin Richtmeyer and Humphrey Ralston. Created, written, and produced by J. Timothy Quirk. Directed by A.J. Lynn. Music and narration by Robert C. Fullerton. Theme song by Bob Eccleston. Barnaby Druthers is a Nutmeg Junction production.
You whatever I like. What I won't call you is an authority.
He was my father.
I'm very sorry for your loss. Merritt, is it? Why didn't you join me by the fire?
Larkin, I'm wondering how many security cameras are in the convention center?
Miss Adler?
Irene.
Irene, I'm not sure company policy would allow me to tell you that information directly.
Oh dear.
But I'll be going into the office and you can join me because that's customer service. Did I mention there's a seat in the back room of the office if you're tired?
If I'm tired?
If you're tired. The seat just happens to be in front of the security monitors.
Bless you, Larkin, because I am feeling a bit tired.
Oh, then you better sit down then.
Wonderful idea. Any thoughts as to where?
There is a comfortable chair in the back office.
Thank you, Larkin.
Thank you for staying at Riverwalk.
I don't approve of this at all.
Right? Right? That's what I was saying.
It's easy for you to say. It wasn't your father.
I'm sorry, Elliot. Thoughts and prayers.
Thank you, Wilma.
Yes. Thoughts and prayers and all that.
Right. What she said.
Sorry, Elliot.
Engelbert, will you get us something from the bar?
Yes.
We need an alliance.
An alliance? You intrigue me, Cosmo. Which is something I've never said before and never will again, so cherish this moment.
I mean, we create an alliance, a wall of silence.
Why silence? Do you have something to hide?
You know as well as I do, this is a sham.
What harm could this really do?
Maybe I should get a lawyer.
Do I need a lawyer too, Elliot?
Oh, no. Everybody has something to hide.
Don't press me, Cosmo, or so help me.
Or what?
Thank you, Engelbert. Oh, this is too sweet. This isn't diet soda. Take it back.
Yes.
Really?
Merritt, thank you for joining me.
I feel I ought to do all I can to help untangle this mess. It's not the leadership conference I planned for. Not even the weather worked out for us. You're not from here, obviously.
What gave me away?
Nearly everything. How long have you been in Oregon, Mr. Druthers?
Less than 12 hours, I should think.
This is not representative of what Bear Oregon has to offer.
Oh, I don't know. As long as my bachelor reigns steadfast in all its place, I expect to find it most agreeable. Now, could you tell me what time you arrived at Riverwalk?
It was nearly 11:30. I was late, very late. The weather was a factor, of course. When I arrived, no one was at the desk. I could see the others in the bar. I was looking for the pool tables. I thought Algernon wanted to meet me at the pool tables. It turns out he wanted to meet me at the pool, as in swimming. So when I got to the pool area, I couldn't see him at first. It was when I looked inside that horror struck me.
So sorry you experienced that. So the desk clerk didn't see you because she wasn't there. You didn't go into the bar. You went to an empty pool table room.
The game room.
Undoubtedly. And then you went to the pool. Did you go inside the pool room?
Yes.
The pool room is locked, is it not? So only registered guests can use that facility. How did you open the door?
There was a key card I found near the pool.
May I see it?
You can keep it.
Oh, may I? That's very thoughtful of you. Tell me, did anyone see you before we all converged into the pool room?
I don't think so.
I see. So when you talked to Algernon Grifter, it was over the phone. Is that correct?
Yes. About 9 o'clock he called me. It must have been from the bar. It was loud, lots of background noise.
Congratulations.
Congratulations on what, Mr. Grifter?
On your promotion. I am recommending you as president of the company.
President? I wasn't expecting that.
You deserve it.
What about Elliot?
He doesn't deserve it.
That means the leaders would have to directly report to me, right?
That's right. Whoever's left after you get rid of the dead weight.
I'm not sure I can accept.
What do you mean you can't accept? You're going to. The job is yours.
Well, I have to think about it. It's sudden.
What do you mean think about it? What's to think about? What do you think you've been working towards?
I've been doing my job.
Now I want you to do my job.
I don't know what to say. Can I call you back?
If you must. Spread the good news. I'll do the same.
So things were still up in the air then?
At that phone call. The second phone call I made from the car.
When was that?
About an hour later.
Can I ask what you were doing during time with the first call and the second?
I'd prefer not.
Well, I might have to insist later. Tell of the second phone call.
It was short.
What do you mean, no?
I must respectfully decline your generous offer.
Decline it? What about the stores?
I'm sorry, but I cannot accept.
I thought Elliot was my biggest disappointment.
I'm sorry, Mr. Grifter.
Not half as sorry as me.
Remarkable. And that was the last time the two of you spoke?
I thought I would have time later to explain.
When you saw him in the pool, you thought your action had precipitated his demise?
I thought it was my fault. I was wrong.
Responsibility is a difficult gift to bestow. Thank you, Merritt Atherton. Could you send in somebody else? Anyone at all? Dealer's choice.
Larkin, I turned the monitors on, but they're still not showing anything.
What? Why would they be off in the first place? It's not the monitors, it's the cameras. They've been shut off. I'm so fired.
That seems to be the theme of the evening. But it might not be your fault. Who else has access to this room?
I'm the only one with authority. I did let one of the customers check on supplies. Wilma? I think her name was Wilma Popples?
She was the management trainee, wasn't she? I don't suppose there's a backup.
There's a backup if the camera recorded something, but when they're shut off, there's nothing to back up.
When did you leave the desk?
I was given a message to bring more towels to the pool room. Now, the pool room is supposed to be closed after 9 p.m., but sometimes we make accommodations unofficially.
You look the other way.
Yes, that's what I've been taught. It's supposed to be good for customer service.
They called you?
Left a note. Here it is, in the trash.
Don't give it to me. Can you put it in a clear plastic bag?
I think I have one.
Thank you. I'll show it to Barnaby when we check in, with each other. No pun intended.
Outrageous! And here I thought you were a gentleman, Mr. Druthers.
It's the accent, I suppose. Please tell me what offends you.
Account for my every movement to you, like I was some sort of criminal. The idea! It's absurd! Absurd! Cosmo was right. We should have...
Should have what, Prudence?
Then never mind. Never mind.
Then allow me to repeat, Prudence Crackcrumbs. Where were you in the hour leading up to the scream heard from the pool room?
I was in the bar with everyone else. With you, in fact. I would have assumed our conversation was memorable.
Of course it was. But were you there for the entire evening?
I do not have to report all of my visits to the powder room.
I do not require detail for what transpired inside the powder room, unless there is pertinence to the case. However, the timing of when you left the bar would be most helpful.
You know, I'm not sure. I could ask the same of you.
9:20 p.m., 11:15 p.m. Now, my next question is this. Could you tell me how you came to be the VP of the floral department?
Hard work. Dedication.
Those are wonderful words, no doubt. True. But specifically, who gave you promotion to VP of floral department?
Mr. Grifter himself.
Elliot or Algernon?
Algernon, of course. It's a mistake to put Elliot anywhere near other human beings, let alone have him be in charge of anyone.
How do you mean?
Have you met Elliot?
Not officially by British standards, but I was hoping you could elucidate a little further.
Algernon always used to say they promote based on merit. Not Merritt Atherton, based on Merritt the quality.
I understand. Do go on.
But promotions come along and there's Elliot getting bumped up and everyone knows why. If his last name was Reddle or Atherton or Popples or Craggcrumbs, he'd never make it past Bag Boy. I'm sorry. That's a bit rude. I mean grocery clerk.
I see.
A grocery clerk who only bags groceries and nothing else.
I understand. But I appreciate your time nonetheless. Could you send in the next person?
Mr. Druthers.
How was it, Prudence?
Like water off a duck's back.
That good? I mean, I don't know if that's good or not.
Fine. Who's next?
It should be me.
I'll go after you.
Of course she will.
What's that supposed to mean?
He means you're always following after Elliot like a lost little duckling. I don't know why I'm referencing ducks all of a sudden. Must have been that goldfish reference. So, where is Engelbert?
Who? Oh, bathroom, maybe?
I love you, darling. I couldn't bear another moment without you.
Bertie, I need you now more than ever.
I count the seconds when we're apart. I really do. I can't help it. I'm a fog without you.
You haven't done anything foolish, have you?
If falling in love is foolish, then all the world may call me a fool. I embrace the title if I can embrace you while bearing it.
This is the wrong time.
Tell me the right time and I'll be there. Name it.
Oh, Bertie, shh.
I can't help it. Sometimes I just want to scream out that I love, I am alive.
If you did something, anything, to Mr. Grifter, on my behalf.
Shh, don't you know me? Darling, if you did anything, I forgive it. It never needs to be said. I forgive it. Tell me what you need me to say, and I'll say it.
I had to give Barnaby Druthers your key card.
What?
He asked how I got into the pool room. You gave me your card. I had no other way. They would know anyway.
Why did you do that?
I told him I found it. I told him I found the card. You just have to say you lost it.
I dropped my card sometime during the night. I don't know where. Okay, I'll say that. But to me, in my mind, I will always be back at the game room with you, taking you in my arms, holding you, telling you that I will never let you go unless you ask, and then, only then, and saying I'm yours and doing anything you ask, like giving you the key card.
Thank you, Bertie. I love you.
Irene.
Brett.
Not calling me Mr. Biceps anymore?
Oh, I'm sure there's far more fun names to call you in private.
What can I get you? The usual?
I like having a usual with you.
I'm calling this the Goodnight Irene.
I'll have to name something for you. How about next Thursday night?
That's my night off.
Larkin is very helpful with employee schedules.
Let's see what you think of the Goodnight Irene first.
Ooh, strong.
Exactly. Still up for naming Thursday night, Brett?
I'm thinking about it. I'll let you know.
I understand you know this Druthers character.
He's here because of me.
Do I need a lawyer before talking to him?
Do you?
Oh, that's what I'm asking. I'm not usually in a position to deal with a murder.
It never gets tiresome. Who's in with Barnaby now?
Cosmo Reddle. Poor fellow.
I'm sure Barnaby will treat him fairly.
No. Have you talked with Cosmo?
I have.
It'll be like a battle of wits with a spatula. Poor Mr. Druthers.
Please don't be so agitated, Mr. Reddle.
I don't like this. I don't like any of it. I plead the fifth.
This isn't a trial.
Then I'm free to go?
Of course, but your reticence will be duly noted.
See? That's what I mean. I'm between a rock and a hard place.
Scylla and Charybdis.
No! I've had my shots. I'm clean.
Cosmo, tell me about produce. It sounds fascinating.
It's pretty tough. I mean, you have to get the fresh fruit and the vegetables, and then put them out for the people to buy.
I see. Can you make it any more fascinating than that?
No.
Well, it is rather fascinating, isn't it? Fruit and vegetables, together at last, eh?
None of that canned or frozen nonsense. This is the real goods. That's why we go to the grocery store in the first place.
Especially if you're vegetarian.
Exactly. Now you're speaking my language.
Are you a vegetarian?
No. Did they forget what a hamburger tastes like? Come on.
What was your relationship with Algernon Grifter?
Who Whoa! I think you have the wrong idea. I mean, I just work for the guy. I save my relationship for the ladies.
I apologize. My gag reflex sometimes activates involuntarily. Was Algernon in charge of your promotions?
Yeah, he was the best. Treated me like a son. Like a son he didn't have to pay child support for.
Were you close?
No, not at all. I think he lives near the coast, and I'm a local boy.
Ah. I see what you did there. I mean, did you and Algernon share deep conversations at all?
Oh, yeah. We're always talking about lettuce. He thought hydroponics was the way of the future, and I'm like, I took hooked on hydroponics as a kid, but my language skills never improved.
Are you sorry Algernon is dead?
Not really, no.
Come again?
I know you're not supposed to talk about the dead, so I'll just say, can I swear in the statement?
I'll say no.
I'll just say he was an ass and leave it at that, all right? An ass, and I'm glad he's dead. And, of course, thoughts and prayers and all that.
Now we're getting somewhere.
All right, I'm Detective Levin, Bear Police Department. This is Griggs. He'll be taking your statement shortly.
Welcome, Detective. Good of you to come. Now, if you don't mind waiting outside.
I'll wait anywhere I like. Who are you?
He's Barnaby Druthers. He's a PI of some kind.
Oh, yeah? Are you licensed to operate as a private investigator in this great state of Oregon?
I arrived here less than 14 hours ago.
Oh, so the answer is no. Is anyone paying you? Tell me someone's paying you.
Payment has never come up. I have no client unless you consider justice to be the client. Generally, my work is done on an honorarium basis, you see.
All right, I've heard enough. If everyone could go into the next room and stay together, Griggs will take your statement, and I'll be in a minute.
I'm happy to help you in your investigation in any way possible.
Good. Then you can help by going into the other room with the rest and giving Griggs your statement. Thank you for your cooperation.
I don't think you understand. I've been of great service to law enforcement in Great Britain and New England and beyond.
Welcome to Oregon. Now, please be so kind as to get in the other room with the others. Thank you.
I really don't think you understand. Have you heard of the case of the five buttons, by any chance?
Look at my face. Look at my face. Right here. Okay. Now ask me that again.
Have you heard of the case of the five...
No! Now go in there, sit down, and don't talk until Griggs takes your statement. Thank you.
Detective Lavar, the door to the pool room has been locked.
Locked since when?
Since I asked everyone to leave. After I called the police.
So everyone came into the pool room and had a grand old time, and then that's when you decided to lock the doors. Great.
I am so getting fired.
Detective Lava, I'm Irene Adler from the Bear Times.
A reporter for a newspaper? I thought they only hired high school kids nowadays.
The times have changed.
No, it hasn't changed. My request for everyone to get into the other room and wait. Can you help me with that? Start with yourself and then help others, all right? Now take me to the victim.
Right this way, Detective.
The local authorities haven't exactly warmed up to us yet, Barnaby.
Some never do. Their loss, I'm afraid. We're quite a team.
Okay, Druthers, Sherlock wannabe Holmes.
That's not entirely accurate.
Griggs says you said you saw Algernon Grifter in the bathroom at 11:15 p.m. Is that correct?
Indeed. He exited the store with quite a lot of enthusiasm.
Well, that puts you as the last person to see the victim alive.
Surely not the last. The perpetrator of the crime was the last.
Mr. Barnaby Druthers, it is my duty to inform you that you are a person of interest in this matter, and you are required to refrain from any travel outside of the city until the Bear Police Department has released you from that status. Do you understand?
Rather.
Yes or no?
Yes, indeed.
That will be all. Thank you for your cooperation.
My word, Miss Adler. What do you think that all means?
It means we're in trouble, Barnaby. Real trouble.
Of all the Barnaby Druthers cases, this was the first one where Barnaby himself was a person of interest. We can only hope Barnaby Druthers can grin and bear it. Tune in next time for All We Bring to Bear, Part 3.
Barnaby Druthers, All We Bring to Bear, Part 1, was written, created, and produced by J. Timothy Quirk, directed by A.J. Lynn, starring Devin Richtmeyer as Irene Adler, and Humphrey Ralston as Barnaby Druthers. Narrated by Robert C. Fullerton. Musical performance by Robert C. Fullerton. Additional music and theme by Bob Eccleston. All We Bring to Bear also starred in alphabetical order Kurt Boucher, Rich Sear, A.J. Lynn, David Macarelli, Christiane Morel Olson, David Robinson, Jeff Savage, Kayla Soule, and Olivia Wadsworth. Tune in next time for Part 2 of All We Bring to Bear. Barnaby Druthers Comes to Oregon is a Nutmeg Junction production for Community Radio.
Most extraordinary, Miss Adler. There are very few people on the street, and they're all wearing masks.
That's right, Barnaby. To be safe and try to prevent the spread of the coronavirus, we've been asked to stay home, and if we must go out, for only necessary supplies, or for solitary exercise, to wear a mask.
So that's it, eh? I thought we had a convention of burglars in town. You know, burgle is a funny word, isn't it? Burgle, burgle, burgle.
Perhaps, Barnaby, but the need to socially distance and wear a mask when out is serious, and if we all do our part, we can beat this thing together, once and for all.
Mother will undoubtedly approve.
Come along, Dr. Robert, Miss Gentry. We must travel to the year 2020.
Oh, must we go there, Professor?
That's where we're needed, Miss Gentry. We must tell everyone to wash their hands for at least 20 seconds.
They need to be reminded, Professor.
Come, come, Robert. Think it through. Did you wash your hands before stepping into the temporal vortex?
Well, that's a personal question.
I thought as much. Wash hands every time for at least 20 seconds. Make it 30 for you, Robert.
He's washing his hands now, Professor.
If everyone does their part, we'll beat this thing together. And that's the best lesson you'll get from Professor A today.